This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs fire crews responding to reports of a house fire near Willamette and Prospect. Engine 1 arrived on scene right around 6:30 this morning. No word on the extent of any damage or potential cause. However, crews did determine it was a vacant home and there were no injuries to civilians or firefighters. Crews remain on the scene after a house fire broke out overnight in Cascade. This morning, we know the home has some significant damage. KRDO's Kerjon Donovan is on the scene.
The first call came in about this fire at 3:44 a.m., and one residential home has been burnt. Another looks like there is some major smoke residue and damage that's happened to it. Fire departments are on the scene. Green Mountain Falls and Cascade fire departments. Right now, they're in a mop-up phase, so that's identifying any hot spots, turning over burnt pieces of wood and house to make sure there are no additional hot spots. It looks like the fire mostly, though, has been extinguished. They are going to wait until daylight, though, for a full overhaul. That's when they are really going to get into the fire scene, move things around, and locate the point of ignition.
That's KRDO's Kerjon Donovan reporting. Nearly 1,700 children ages 5 to 11 in El Paso County have received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine as we turn to coronavirus coverage. Those vaccinations were given across numerous clinics this past weekend, but not all Colorado families are eager for their children to roll up their sleeves.
It should be our choice, so definitely should not be pushing it on the children.
I'm okay with it. I just don't want them to get something that hasn't been tested properly.
Dr. Eric Samoa, primary investigator for the Pfizer clinical trial at Children's Hospital Colorado, insists the vaccine is safe and efficient.
The vaccine was almost 91% effective in preventing infections in children.
Right now, one out of every 48 Coloradans is infected with COVID-19, nearly all due to the Delta variant. Now that the Pfizer vaccine has been authorized for that next age group, Governor Jerry Polis is hopeful this will keep more kids from contracting COVID.
We're down to less than 100 emergency beds across our state. And there's still kids hospitalized from COVID, even as we speak, 25 kids.
Polis says the goal of reaching 50% vaccination in the 5 to 11 age group can be reached by the end of January. Taking a check of our latest COVID-19 case numbers and what proved to be one of the deadliest weekends we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, these numbers are totals from Saturday through Monday. During that time frame, El Paso County reported 1,148 new cases and 13 deaths. Pueblo County reported 348 new cases and 6 deaths over the weekend. Teller County added 23 new cases and 1 death, while Fremont County reported 145 cases and 3 deaths. El Paso County has had the most COVID-19 cases and deaths so far in Colorado. The Colorado Springs City Council may ban certain types of dogs and cats sales at local pet stores. City Council set to vote today on an ordinance that would prohibit the sale of any animal that does not come from a shelter, rescue, or licensed breeder. Dustin Hayworth owns Pet City in the Chapel Hills Mall, and Bree Maceas owns the location at the Citadel. Both deny that they get their animals from puppy or kitten mills.
I hope the City Council moves back to where we were over the last 18 months of working on transparency and reasonable restrictions for the pet stores, as opposed to an outright ban.
We buy our puppies from dog breeders. There are responsible dog breeders in the market, and there are unresponsible dog breeders in the market.
Pet stores would be required to show documentation that proves that animals come from an approved organization. Anyone violating the ordinance could face a fine of up to $500.
And a Colorado Springs man is under arrest in connection with a deadly apartment fire. Police say Trey Dove purposefully started flames in a third-floor unit at Enfield Apartments near Hancock and Fillmore Sunday. A man died after jumping from the third floor. Dove is accused of murder and arson, but no word on a potential motive.
Mainly sunny and mild for your Tuesday afternoon. Look for highs today in the low 60s around Colorado Springs, 64 in Pueblo. We'll see increasing clouds becoming mostly cloudy overnight. That will keep morning temperatures up on Wednesday in the upper 30s and low 40s. Partly cloudy skies for your Wednesday afternoon with a high of 59 degrees for Colorado Springs, 65 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.